This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. How much of the chemical 1,4-dioxane would you be willing to drink? When Michigan's new stricter level is instituted, folks on well water here could still be drinking over 20 times more dioxane than in places like Tucson, Arizona. WEMU's The Green Room continues its series on Ann Arbor's contaminated groundwater with an exploration of the elusive question, what is a safe level of 1,4-dioxane?
So have you had it tested for dioxane here?
Yeah, a long time ago.
What was it?
Non-detect.
I'm with Roger Rail, tireless watchdog of Ann Arbor's dioxane contamination and leader of SIO Citizens for Safe Water. We're next to the wellhead on his property, adjacent to Honey Creek. I ask him what level he considers safe for dioxane.
No really safe level for this compound. You just have to pick what you think is an acceptable level.
When it comes to dioxane levels, it's the Wild West out there. The EPA doesn't regulate it, and most states haven't set allowable levels. Rail says Michigan's level used to be low, 3 parts per billion.
Then in 94, 95, the powers that be in Lansing at the time, under Engler administration and the GOP legislature, gutted the polluter pay law.
He says they changed the odds acceptable for dying of cancer from 1 in 1 million to 1 in 100,000. So Michigan's allowable dioxane level shot up from 3 to 77 to 85 parts per billion. Then new research came to light.
Since 2010, the EPA has determined dioxane's more dangerous than previously thought. So the 1 in 100,000 over a 70-year lifetime exposure should be 3.5 parts per billion.
If the EPA recommends 3.5 for that span and those odds, why then is Michigan DEQ proposing 7.2, over twice as high? Rail says it's due to the difference in span, the number of years used as the period of exposure. Instead of the EPA's 70 years, in Michigan, it's a 32-year span. So how did the Michigan legislature arrive at 32?
It's a mystery. You know, it's kind of a made-up number. Besides, you know, what contamination could possibly last longer than 32 years? Well, here's one.
I catch up with Mitch Adelman of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. We discuss the gray areas involved in arriving at acceptable risk.
What level is safe? How clean is clean? Some people who aren't going to like the 7.2 would probably phrase it as how dirty is clean.
We discuss how we routinely accept other, much greater risks in our lives. For instance, odds of dying in a motor vehicle incident are more like 1 in 100.
You know, I choose to ride a bike and take that risk. I choose to canoe, and, you know, that could be a risky thing, too. It's a lot worse than 1 in 1 million risk, whereas somebody in Flint didn't choose to drink lead-contaminated water. Somebody in Ann Arbor, even if they're drinking 1 part per billion, and we say that that's an acceptable risk from a legal standpoint, that might be something that's unacceptable to their individual risk tolerance, and they didn't sign up for it.
Then there's the unknown impact to future generations. Here's toxicologist Dr. Rita Locke-Caruso at the March 8th meeting of the Coalition for Action on Remediation of Dioxane.
I tried to find something, and I could not find a single reference on whether dioxane is in breast milk or not. There's no human studies on developmental or reproductive toxicity. There's nothing on pregnancy. There's one rat study on developmental toxicity.
Some would point out dioxane hasn't been studied much because its toxicity is relatively low. For others, like Roger Rail, that's not comforting.
It's not in nature. It shouldn't be there. So zero is really the, quote, safe level.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room will continue its series on the 1,4-dioxane groundwater contamination in the Ann Arbor area in the weeks and months to come. You can hear the series in its entirety by visiting our archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.